Alistair Burns here with Captain Chris Fordhams of the Whalers, along with alternate Captain Bryce Margetson. Gentlemen, in a few minutes, you're going to be honored for having played 100 games, regular season games each for the Whalers. When you started here 4 years ago, did you ever think this was a possibility, Chris?
I definitely thought it was, but I think it's been great that it's been with the one team, the White Rock Whalers, and that I'm proud that it has been.
Bryce, when you started off, did you ever think that you'd play 100 games here?
I didn't think so, but I'm very glad that it was with this team, and I couldn't be with a better team than this team.
Chris, let's start with you for some follow-up questions. How did you react when you were named captain for this, your final season in Junior B?
I was pretty ecstatic. I mean, I've been here for 3 years, and I was assistant captain last year, so it meant a lot to come back as my last year and be named captain.
I really want to talk about your consistency in scoring. In your first year, your rookie season, I believe you were tied for the rookie scoring lead in points. And so far this season, as of last night, you were tied in overall in the league for points as well. What is the key to being so consistent on the score sheet?
I think it's just all about working hard and playing with your teammates, just having good communication with them all the time, and just being with the guys and everything. I think that helps a lot.
Let's chat a little bit more about those teammates. Big goal, Cole Svensson, Zach Sherwin. According to my tally, all three of you have totaled 60 points so far, just in October alone. Why do you think that you and them are so in sync on the ice?
We're all pretty good friends off the ice, and we come together along pretty good. And on the ice, we communicate a lot, and we played together before. Me and Sherwin grew up together, so I think that helps a lot. And me and Sven are off the ice, have come along together as pretty good friends, so that helps a lot. And I think that's translated pretty good on the ice, too.
A few questions more, and then we'll switch to Bryce. You've encountered setbacks, especially in the last four seasons. Let's face it, the COVID season was very difficult. It was canceled. And then, of course, the last year, the championship loss to Langley.
I mean, I just think you have to learn how to deal with that. You got to do, like, different things. You got to, during the COVID year, you're not playing as many games. You're just practicing. You just have to learn how to deal with that, to get through it, get better, and come back next year and be stronger as a team, be stronger as a player.
All hockey players have quirks. Do you have any quirks, any little routines that you have before the game?
I actually don't think I do. I've personally tried not to have quirks, so that I've, like, if I couldn't do that I'd be thinking mentally of the game. So I think I just come in, talk to everyone before the game, do my warm-up, and get dressed and go play the game.
What is your most favorite memory so far as a Whaler?
I think it's probably going all the way to the finals last year. I think that was pretty huge as the team and as a program. That's got to be my favorite memory, making it past the second round.
And what's your hope for this season?
I think to win the championship, that's the goal.